What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show during my offseason from the NBA, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. From the makers of Omega XL, a brand trusted by millions, Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances, trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, as you go through season after season, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's key.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple.
Mourinho in the 91st minute does it, and Spain holds on to advance. They will play the winner of the United States and Belgium in the quarterfinal from Sophie's Stadium, otherwise known as LA Stadium, in the World Cup, because FIFA doesn't want to talk about SoFi, okay? So Spain versus the United States, hopefully, is what we're looking at on July 10th. That will be extravagant and amazing, but Portugal is done. They have been eliminated. They had some brilliant opportunities, Brian. A couple of great ball-ins.
Yeah.
Just missed with a header that went too high over the net, but Portugal was trying to get the equalizer to force extra time, but Spain advances with a Mourinho goal in the 91st, 1-0 Spain over Portugal. All right, we're rolling here. Chris Young going to be joining us on the other side. We're about 15 minutes away. We're going to have the CY show going on here in the G-Bag Nation. Wolchuk, Broadus, Giafalo, Alexander. We got Nick's outside doing the video coordinating. Shout out to Gavin Dawson. Send that man some love on socials. He posted a beautiful picture of a bird today outside his parents' home.
Birds of prey.
It looks like a hawk, some sort of badass bird. And I think he's living his best life out there. But without further ado, let's go ahead and do a little football fix, shall we?
You think football is still fun?
Yes.
Sir.
Wrong side!
Left side!
Wrong side!
Left side!
I use these for acid indigestion.
So what are we going to use these for?
Intimidation.
You know I got to get my fix, man.
Guys, the Commanders made a signing. Uh-oh, here he is. Rasul Douglas is a Washington Commander, the cornerback formerly of the Green Bay Packers, the Philadelphia Eagles, and others, is going to Washington on a one-year deal with up to $3.8 million, according to Adam Schefter. Now, the move that we're waiting on, that at least Brandon Ayuk has said is happening, is Brandon Ayuk getting released by the 49ers in signing with the Washington Commanders. Well, Brandon Ayuk loves Instagram Live more than anybody I think that I have ever seen before. And this is the what not to do if you want to try and play football somewhere else other than your current team or just anywhere in any given life situation. Here's Brandon Ayuk over the weekend on Instagram.
Fry gonna text me talking about something.
You on my team now. You follow my rules.
Boy, I'm a grown-ass man, boy. You're going to have to start running behind your mama, and I might believe what you're talking about. But until then, mm-mm.
Mm-mm. Five is Jaden Daniels, just for anybody that didn't know, in Washington. Now, they did play together at Arizona State. I think a lot of people, myself included, that's why we've linked. All right, if he's going to move on, Washington makes a lot of sense. Now, I don't know. There's some people alleging that this could be a bit between Brandon Ayuk and Jaden Daniels.
It seems so dumb that it has to be.
Right?
But, like, why would Jaden Daniels sign off on him being clowned for being a mama's boy?
And then he put the deuces sign up on his Instagram, like, I'm good here, you know? I think Brandon Ayuk is just losing his mind right before us all. And there's something seriously troubling about this entire
He was drinking
song.
While he was doing this, too, wasn't he?
Was he?
Was that a drink I saw him? Like, he took a swig
It's hard to
between.
Imagine doing all of this sober.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he is always alone in these videos. You brought up that point. Now I can't unsee it.
Yeah.
He is always alone. I don't know.
It's one of the weirdest things to have
into a player. I can't believe this
would
be a bit. I just can't believe this would be a bit.
It's just like, why would you bite the hand that is potentially going to feed you in Jaden Daniels being the one person who would be like, please let me have Brandon Ayuk as one of my receivers?
Well, most recently, Ron Carthon, who is the former Titans general manager, now he's the director of personnel with the 49ers. He was asked on SiriusXM about Brandon Ayuk, and he said, quote, I've been going back and forth in my head over the last couple of days. I really want to reach out to Brandon on a personal level and just see if he's willing to have the conversation.
Yeah.
I think there's something there that hasn't quite been unlocked. And I mean, regardless, maybe he's fine. Maybe he's totally fine, and, you know, we are over exaggerating this and reading and putting things together that aren't real. But it does not seem like, I mean, it's very Antonio Brown-like. And now he's leaned into it with the ESPN CTE, and he's made a career post-football out of this.
CTE ESPN.
CGESPN, thank you.
Got a huge following on socials.
And I'll be honest, some of it's pretty good. Some of it's pretty funny.
Yeah, dude.
I do enjoy some of the content.
He made a business out of it.
But gosh, it's Brandon Ayuk. I don't know. There's a lot of insiders that do not believe Brandon Ayuk will play football again. Every time he opens his mouth, he is just costing himself opportunities and money.
Do you think that I've seen people tie these two together, and please don't take me to the woodshed on this one, but I've seen people tie that every time he does one of these videos, it makes a guy like George Pickens look bad.
Oh.
In a way of like these, you know, when you got like the receiver that's just doing like, you know, kind of, and I know they're not the same, but there's people like saying, hey, Brandon Ayuk needs to just shut up in order to help George Pickens. And I was trying to kind of think of the...
All these teams are looking around going, we just want to run 13 personnel, man.
Yeah, we don't need...
How can we build a Super Bowl team without any receivers?
Yeah, we don't need receivers that... Yeah, and I'm not saying that George Pickens and Brandon Ayuk are the
All these
same
divas.
Guys.
No, they're definitely not.
But it's just like, it just makes people think, why do we want to sign a receiver? Like, you know, why do we want to sign...
It's like Russini's the bad look for all female reporters. It's
okay,
just like
is that,
that kind
real
of thing.
That's out now of her and her family on like a cruise ship? Some people have put Mike Vrabel in the background and doctored the video, which is
Vrabel was at Taylor Swift's wedding the other day.
Yes.
With the missus.
That was a who's who, wasn't it?
It sure was.
My goodness gracious. Who didn't get the invite to the Swift
Well,
Kelsey
the kicker dude.
Butker.
Harrison Butker.
Butker, yeah.
Butker wasn't there.
He probably offended Taylor.
He was kicker.
I thought they'd give him a mic and let him give a speech.
I guess Will Compton, Bussing with the Boys, didn't get invited, and Ross Tucker did. All the podcast people did, it seemed
Adam
like.
Sandler officiated the wedding.
That's amazing.
That was the biggest curveball of the entire thing.
I guess they become friends. You know, Travis was in Happy Gilmore 2. He got the cameo in that.
Okay.
So maybe they
have
a relationship and they're buddies.
I love that. Yeah, I would be down to just hear what that sounds like with Adam Sandler officiating.
I hope we
Does
get
he channel different
out.
Characters? Like at one point, did Billy Madison make an appearance? And then he just switched on over to Waterboy and all the different characters that he has.
That's great. Yeah, I mean, it was. It seemed to be quite the event. And congratulations to the Kelseys now, Taylor Kelce and Travis Kelce. All right, ranking the.
Wait a minute. I thought he took her name.
He might have. Maybe it is Travis Swift now.
Travis Kelce Swift.
Travis Swift.
You just put the hyphen Swift on the back of the jersey.
Swift on the back of the jersey.
Mike Clay, Aaron Shatshots, and Seth Walder have ranked the 2026 NFL rosters. They have got the best projected starting lineups. Number one. You want to take a wild guess on who it is?
with the best roster in the NFL. That's very challenging.
It's tough.
But I'm going to just put my neck out there and say the Los Angeles Rams.
It is the Rams. Just ram it. Your starting offense, Matthew Stafford, Kyren Williams, Puka Nacua, Devontae Adams, Kanata Mumfield, sneaky good pick there. I think he might have even been like a sixth-round guy they drafted. He was one of my East-West Shrine guys 2 years ago.
Kanata Mumfield.
Terrence Ferguson at tight end, Colby Parkinson at tight end, your offensive line, Alaric Jackson, Steve Avila, Coleman Shelton, that is a weird name, at center, Coleman Shelton.
First name Coleman.
That's bizarre. Kevin Dotson, Warren McClendon Jr., your defense, Kobe Turner, Puna Ford, Braden Fisk, Miles Garrett, Byron Young, Nate Landman, which is still a great name for a linebacker, Omar Spates, but then the secondary has been remade with McDuffie, Quinton Lake, Jalen Watson, Cam Curl, and Cam Kitchens. Just a stud. Biggest weakness, they said tight end. Might be the only answer you could give.
I think I'd go linebacker. I think Spates, and as much as I love the Landman name,
could upgrade.
They could use an upgrade there. I mean, they don't need to, but that would be the weak spot. Their tight ends were awesome last year.
They played really well. I think a lot of that has to do with the offense for sure, but necessarily.
They're nitpicking right there.
Terrence Ferguson, I think,
even
is
the
a guy.
The linebackers are nitpicking.
Yeah, he's really talented. I mean, he could definitely take his step. And I like what they did with Max Clair. He might end up being the best overall tight end out of this class, the Ohio State kid. He's
really good.
He is good. Philadelphia is number two. They've got the Eagles roster as the second best in the league, even over the defending Super Bowl champs. Now, on paper, it looks good, but I don't know about the health of this offensive line. Lane Johnson's missing more and more games every year. Cam Jurgens, Landon Dickerson. I mean, these guys, one of them's coming back from a broken back. That's got to be your question, right? Like, the offensive line, which once made this, yes, I wouldn't have argued it. But I think they're taking a massive step back. Defensively, it does look really good on paper. Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, Jonathan Greenard, Nolan Smith Jr., Zach Bond, Jahad Campbell, Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean, Reek Woolen, Andrew McCuba, Marcus Epps. I mean, they say their biggest weakness is safety because Reed Blankenship signed with Houston. They lost him. So now Marcus Epps is a backup who they're having to start. Now, does Cooper DeJean get run at safety? How much? And then they added Hollywood Brown as their third receiver in the offseason as well.
You know, speaking of safety, I kind of liked, didn't they draft Cole Wisniewski from Texas Tech?
They did. And the Cowboys were ticked. In the seventh round, they took him because I think the Cowboys were going to try and sign him as an undrafted rookie free agent.
Yeah. Listen, I loved Andrew McCuba coming out. Mm-hmm. I know we talked about him a bunch. I kind of liked Cole Wisniewski when they took him. I was like going, boy, that is a guy. There's a guy that's around the ball, around the line of scrimmage, guy that tackles well. This guy might actually work out for him. I'll tell you what really, when they added Eli Stowers at tight end, and then Mekhi Lemon. I'm a big Mekhi Lemon fan. I think they got better. Now, can the quarterback? Those are guys that really are really good at attacking the middle of the field. But you got a quarterback that doesn't throw the ball very well in the middle of the field, and maybe they're trying to help him here. Maybe they're trying to help him. But man, I like Eli Stowers and I like Mekhi Lemon.
Yeah, I hope that now they're there, you know, they have success elsewhere. They struggle in Philly, but yeah, I'm with you, man.
Markel Bell, that's a third round pick right there. I'm thinking that's kind of a slow footed
Miami guy. Yeah, yeah, it fits just big bodied lineman.
Yeah, big body, but like, doesn't move particularly well. That one might be. They might regret that one.
Is three. The Bills at four, and nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills.
Buffalo Bills, man.
Baltimore at five. Those are your top five rosters in all of the NFL, according to ESPN. Where are your Dallas Cowboys?
12th.
They come in at number 14.
Oh, I tried.
They're even behind the Chargers. They're behind the Chiefs, who are at 12. They're behind the Niners. Heck, the Packers are at 10 on this list, but the Cowboys at 14. Biggest strength, surprise, surprise, wide receiver. Yeah. Biggest weakness, corner, says Mike Clay. Dallas doesn't have many major problem areas, so an unproven corner room is the biggest red flag. This area must be better. When the Cowboys finished last in defensive EPA last year, and they generated only 6 interceptions. But they did add ex-Ram Kobe Durant, Darian Kendrick, They were added, and they'll battle with Savone Rebel Jr. and fourth-round pick Devin Moore for starting roles. X-Factor, safety, Caleb Downs. Non-starter to know, Kevontae Turpin, says Aaron Schatz. We know he's one of the best kick return men in the NFL, but Turpin has also been extremely useful as a depth receiver, he writes, with receiving DVOA over 15% in two of the past three seasons. Last season, he caught 26 passes for 396 yards and two touchdowns, averaging 2.3 yak over expected, according to Schatz.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with him on the corner group. You know, I know a lot of people are saying linebackers still, and I get that, but the corners are the bigger question for me right now.
All right, we will get to your exact scouts and where they rank the NFL running backs. Did Javonte Williams get any love on this one? But let's go ahead and chat with Rangers President of Baseball Operations, Chris Young, next in the
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show during my offseason from the NBA, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. From the makers of Omega XL, a brand trusted by millions, Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances, trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, as you go through season after season, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's key.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Kenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
G-Bag Nation.
All right, it's time for the Chris Young Show here in the G-Bag Nation segment brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one has been hurt in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214-333-3333. And now it is the Chris Young Show, the Rangers President of Baseball Operations, brought to you by Medical City Healthcare and Lexus. Visit your local Dallas-Fort Worth Lexus dealership today. CY, thanks for the time, man. How you doing?
Hey, guys. I'm well. How are you all?
Doing great. Doing great. And I know we got a it's a big week for you, right, with the draft week going down. What's on the docket for you?
Yeah, we're in the middle of draft meetings right now. I stepped out to come talk to you guys, and it's been a great day. We're excited about the week ahead. It's a fun time of year. Really, really enjoy the amateur side. And the infusion of talent into the system is always a fun thing for the organization. We have countless people who work year-round trying to identify the right players for the Texas Rangers, and this is a fun time where all their work comes to fruition, and we make our selections. So very proud of the group, the work they've done, the time they've put in, and hopeful that we'll have a great draft.
CY, how much has your program changed since you first took over and started doing this? Have you the position criteriums or things have changed over the years as you've been the general manager, vice president of baseball operations? Has that process changed for you a little bit?
Yeah, there's no doubt. And if you're not changing and you're not evolving, then you're not trying to get better. So I think it's really important that we have evolved and we have changed. And, you know, I think when I first came in, the first couple of years, we were heavy starting pitching at the top. The last couple of years, it's been more position players. And that hasn't been necessarily philosophical. I think our overarching philosophy is that we're going to take the best player for the Texas Rangers. But certainly I felt like we needed to address our pitching early on. And back-to-back years, we had Jack Leiter and Kamar Rocker. And some of it, too, is based on, you know, what we've been able to do developmentally from a player development standpoint and aligning our strengths with the types of players that we know that we can make improvements and develop. But overall, in terms of our process, there's no doubt that it has become more streamlined, more efficient, that we have a very heavy R&D presence. We have a traditional scouting presence. We blend the two. We have a lot of different people in the room. Diversity of opinion is critically important to making good decisions. So as we work through these players, we like to hear from a number of different people in different departments. And, you know, sometimes I say it's clear as mud because, you know, you've got different people with different ideas. Right. And you compare players and, you know, the people have them in reverse order at times. But that's okay. And that's what we need. And I think it's helped our decision making. And really, as I started off our draft meetings this morning, I mentioned the fact that as you look at our team right now, there is a lot of homegrown talent on our major league roster right now. And I think that's the sign of a healthy organization, a healthy system, and our group doing a great job at finding the right players.
See why you mentioned you have a number of people in the room having discussions and stuff. Are there scouts that are really strong at some positions and not strong at others? And you kind of have over the years have realized like, okay, I can count on this guy to give me a really good catcher. I can count on this guy to give me a utility guy that I really like. You know, have you developed an eye for your scouts and what their strengths are that way?
It's a great question because it's an important aspect of my job, of our general manager, Ross Fensermaker. It's his job, too, to understand our personnel, our people, and understand the types of players they like and understand how they're going to see certain types of players based on the way they view certain skill sets. And so, yes, we do have to take that into consideration with certain guys that maybe like certain types of pitchers or certain types of hitters or certain positions, high school players versus college, a high upside, high talent, maybe a little bit more risk versus a high floor, less ceiling. There are a number of factors that we weigh when listening to scouts' opinions, but that's also an important piece of our scouting process is that, you know, no player has only been seen by one scout. Multiple looks from multiple scouts, and we have a distribution system in place where we kind of combine all the looks and come out with different grades based upon those looks and then sort of filter through it.
So how do you weigh the college versus high school conversation and then Major League Baseball also maybe changing the rules and going to kind of more of an NBA draft type of format? Do you like that?
Well, I can't speak to the hypothetical rule change. I mean, that's a collectively bargained issue. I know there was a recent proposal, and I really can't speak to that.
Okay.
So I don't have a formulated opinion on that. What I can say in terms of high school versus college right now, you know, there's probably more certainty in certain types of college players. They're a little bit older. The older a player is, the more information you tend to have on that player, but we do not exclude high school players for that reason. We certainly, there's a number of high school players that we really like. We will draft high school players in this draft and we'll believe that they can become very good major league players. So we don't have, you know, hard formed opinions as to we're only taking college or we're only taking high school. It's really about understanding each individual and understanding what their upside is and why we think that they're going to continue to get better and that their ceiling has not been reached and that we're going to help them get there.
Chris Young with us here on The Fan.
CY, how sick are we to rely on 18- to 19-year-olds for our career?
Well,
how sick are we?
You know, I've said this before, and it's, you know, I for me, I was one of those kids at one point, but it's to think that, you know, so many adults are putting their careers in the hands of kids that are you know, going out and hanging out and playing video games. And it's a hard thing to think about. But, you know, the reality is I view this as I got to live my dream being a Major League Baseball player, and now it's my opportunity and our organizational obligation to help these kids realize their dreams and to make that a reality for them. They've worked their entire lives to realize this dream, and we owe it to them, and we're doing the work, and we're trying to, again, help them achieve something that has been a dream of theirs. So it's a fun thing, and I'm, you know, it's while it's unpredictable at times because of the you know, the age and the immaturity that comes with being that old. Certainly, you know, to see these kids evolve and develop, and you know, my family laughs at me because one of my favorite moments are debut moments, major league debuts, yeah. And when a guy does something great in a debut and they pan to his family, it brings a tear to my eye because I know the feeling and I know that that kid and his family have sacrificed so much for that moment. And, you know, oftentimes we've seen that through from the time they were 18 till they're, you know, 23, 24, sometimes even later. And then they make that debut. And it's a great feeling to have when that happens.
Speaking of players that have come up in your system and are realizing their dreams, Jacob Latz being named closer for the All-Star game. I mean, what have you thought of Latzy this year and from when you left camp to now look at him in this closer role?
Well, look, first of all, Jake deserves all the credit in the world for the success he's having. This is a player who got a little bit of a later start in terms of his the time at which he reached the major league level. But I would say that he's got just a tremendous ceiling, and we're realizing that right now with him becoming a major league all-star. You know, we came into the season with Jake in competition for a starting rotation spot. We decided at the end of camp that he was best served in the bullpen in what we thought would be a very important multi-inning role to come in and help bridge the gap to the back of our bullpen. All of a sudden, we lose Robert Garcia and Chris Martin to injury. Jake was pitching phenomenally well, and we decided that we needed him at the back end more in that multi-inning role. And at this point, he's established himself as a, you know, one of the best leverage arms in the game. And it's really a testament to Jake, his hard work. I really am so happy for him. He's such a good person. I mean, I've gotten to know him well over the last few years. He's such a good person. He's an unbelievably hard worker, takes such great care of himself. And, you know, kind of similar to our drafting philosophy, one of the things I always ask is, what's our conviction that this player is going to live up and reach his potential? And with Jake, I can say that conviction is 100% because of the way he goes about it and the care factor that he has. And I'm just so happy for him that he's representing the Texas Rangers as a Major League All-Star because he's worked so hard for it. He deserves it.
It's Chris Young with us here in the G-Bag Nation. So the Detroit series, of course, started off with a bang on Thursday night, and then things kind of got away from us there Saturday and Sunday. What are your thoughts on the weekend series?
Yeah, it was tough. It was a tough way to end the series because it started off so well. Then we had the off day on Friday and came back on Saturday and Sunday and lost a couple games that we felt like were winnable. I will say Detroit played very well. They played great defense, and Riley Green stepped up and hit a couple home runs, one in each game. And, you know, I think that's one of the things that I look at a series like that, that we're playing shorthanded. We're without Wyatt. We're without Corey. We were without Josh Young on Sunday. And at a certain point, you need your star players to win games for you. And we're at that point right now. So it's important that we get these guys back. There's a lot, you know, really hanging on their health at this point. And we need them back. We need them back soon. And my hope is that we get them back after the All-Star break and we can get on a run because they're critically important to our success this year.
Yeah, when you look at now the next couple of weeks in terms of at 45-45, 500 team, how important is this stretch now to understand who the team is regarding what you want to do at the deadline?
Yeah, it's you know, it's about the deadline, and it's really about what we believe this team can become over the second half of the season. I would say that we've seen some real improvement offensively over the last 45 days, that there's been some significant production and improvement. We have a number of players that are batting above league average right now in terms of their production. But I still don't think we've played our best baseball. I don't think that we have had our complete team. And, you know, I think part of the determination as to where we're going to be at the end of the month is, are we going to get our complete team? And can we rely on these guys to remain healthy and to make a push? And so there's a lot weighing on these next few weeks. Again, I think the most important component to this is our health. And if we can get healthy and get our team out there, I believe that we can make a run and have, you know, one of the better records in the American League over the next, you know, the next 2 months. And if we do that, we're in the playoffs.
How's Cody Bradford doing?
Cody's doing great. He and Jordan Montgomery are both doing very, very well. Cody has a live BP, I believe tomorrow. Jordan Montgomery is making his third rehab assignment this week. He'll make his third and fourth assignments this week, and at which point we'll kind of take a step back, evaluate where he is, how he's feeling, and see how much longer he needs until he's activated. But these guys are both doing very, very well. I would anticipate Monty being ready, you know, hopefully sometime in the next 3 weeks. Cody maybe slightly longer than that, but not too far behind him. And then the third one is Jack Leiter. You know, he had the surgery for his this bony growth in his heel that was causing an impingement when he was pitching, and that has healed. He's close to being back on the mound. He's doing very, very well, probably ahead of schedule. And so, you know, we anticipate getting all three of these guys back within, you know, a couple weeks of each other, which is really exciting to think about. You know, the key is we need to get Wyatt and Corey healthy and get our position player group on the field together.
We'll see why. We appreciate the time, man. Good luck the rest of the week, and good luck on draft day as well.
Guys, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. There he goes. Rangers president of baseball operation, Chris Young, with us here every Monday at 420, brought to you by Medical City Healthcare and Lexus. Visit your local Dallas-Fort Worth Lexus dealership today. And we have another guest coming up, Walchuk, two-time Emmy winner. We're talking soccer with CBS Sports HQ's own Haley Sutton next, right here on The Fan.
Thank you, Lucius. We'll do a little football's finest on.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show during my offseason from the NBA, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. From the makers of Omega XL, a brand trusted by millions. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped mussel oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years as you go through season after season. And recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's key.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple. Refreshing.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
On the other side, but let's talk about a different kind of football here. Spain has advanced to the quarterfinal. They beat Portugal 1-0, and joining us now, North Texas Mean Green legend, two-time Emmy winner, host, reporter, and soccer analyst from CBS Sports, You know her, also from DallasCowboys.com. Haley Sutton with us here in the G-Bag Nation. Haley, how are you? How fired up are you for Team USA in Belgium tonight?
Can I just say, every single time I come on you guys' programming, it doesn't matter what show, you guys always give, like, the best intro. It makes me feel so good about myself. So thank you for that. I feel like that has me just as jazzed up, if I'm honest. I am so excited for Team USA, for really the transformation that we've seen of this team and just how fans are buying into the craziness and buying into the sport. More importantly, obviously soccer is such an important part of my life. And so the fact that I'm sharing this with so many people around the world, it's amazing. And we have a chance to make some history tonight. I'm really excited.
So what are your thoughts on this entire Flo Balogun situation with the red card? Did you think it was a red, and then FIFA's decision to go ahead and suspend it until after the World Cup?
It's super confusing, if I'm honest. I obviously agreed with 99% of the population in saying that it wasn't a red card. Even watching it at full speed, the fact that they sent this to VAR to be reviewed tells me that there was a decision that needed to be made on the field. But the purpose of having video review is to make sure that you make the right call. And so for it to not be made a correct call on the field, be given the red card, and then for FIFA to come out and double down and say, no, it's a suspension. And then the day before, it's like, just kidding. And now we're talking about Donald Trump on CBS Sports HQ. Like, it's just been kind of a crazy sort of turn of events. I definitely think it warranted a yellow card at most, but with a red card, there has to be some form of intent, right? You have to be maliciously trying to win the ball at all costs. Really, you're not winning the ball. There has to be a danger element to it. There has to be some sort of dangerous intent involved in a red card. And any still, any slow motion that you see of Flo, it's very clear that he is looking at the ball. He's trying to win possession. And accidents happen. I just showed my husband yesterday a scar on my shin that I picked up in a game that came from a dirty tackle that wasn't a red card, but, you know, was dangerous. It's just part of the game. So I'm happy to put it all behind us. I am excited. I think he gives us our best chance against a really sneaky, good Belgian team. But ultimately, it's just more firepower on either side. If you're the Americans, you're jazzed up. I think Chris Richards referred to it as the team was lit yesterday when they found out the news. And Belgium is like anti-lit, rightfully so. Yeah. So I think that it's just bringing a few more fireworks to an already exciting match.
Haley, why do I feel like that even if he was suspended, the U.S. would find a way to win this? After what we saw with them going down for, you know, going down to 10 men, and then the way that they were able to play the last 30 minutes of that match, that's not something we've seen from U.S. soccer before.
No, it's really not. And I think that that's been the most interesting part of this World Cup experience for this version of United States soccer. And I even go back to, you know, 2 years ago when Mauricio Pochettino was first hired and everyone was so excited because you're getting this strong European talent, this proven winner. And I think we're forgetting because we've been so successful in the World Cup, but it did not work out initially.
No.
We won a few games and then stuff hit the fan and you know, Christian Pulisic wasn't showing up to training because he was tired from, you know, his European and the veterans weren't buying in, the new faces weren't, it just wasn't working. And so I think going into those two friendlies ahead of the World Cup, when we played Senegal and we played Germany, I think that the morale was kind of low, you know, like you didn't really know what to expect. People expected Turkey to win that group, even Australia to give us a run for our money. And when they stepped out on the pitch against Senegal, there was just a different feeling. The manager felt different. The way he was communicating with the players, Christian Pulisic stepped out and you felt his passion. Like every Weston McKennie has been like the unsung hero of this entire World Cup run. It just, something switched. And so in talking to our analysts and our former players, it's just different when you're playing on the world stage, right? Like it's one thing to play for your country. You know, I'm a big Arsenal fan. So Arsenal winning the Premier League this year, finally, like that was amazing. But for all of those guys on that roster, they now go and you know, they're playing for their countries and they're representing something bigger. And I think for the United States, that Senegal game, really that Germany game was the first opportunity that you kind of felt that, right? Like the guys were saying, no, wait, we can go out here and we can compete. And the country was seeing that. And so it's just been really special to sort of see it all come together. You kind of had to go through the mud a little bit, the Copa America, where we didn't qualify out of group play, and all of the Turkey loss and the Belgium loss earlier this year, all of that sort of, you had to weather that storm to get to where we are now.
Haley Sutton, CBS Sports HQ, with us here in the G-Bag Nation. Would you have picked USA to win tonight with or without Balogun?
I would have picked them to win with or without Balogun just because I think Belgium is just fine. And I want to be clear in not disrespecting who they are as a country. There's so many decorated stars on that team. My mind obviously goes to Kevin De Bruyne and Romelu Lukaku, who are still doing it and still carrying this team. But when I kind of look at them on paper, you know, even without Flo Balogun, our stars going against their stars, and you look at the form that they've been in through group play and getting to this point, I'm not saying that we've looked perfect at every moment, but I am certainly saying that our football has maybe felt a little bit more convincing than what we've seen from Belgium. The fact that Romelu Lukaku is having to come in off the bench in these huge moments and create these chances, and that's what's inspiring Belgium. The way the Americans have been playing, they're out on the front foot immediately. They're scoring goals in the 10th minute, the 12th minute, the 18th minute. They're getting ahead of the hydration break, and they're dictating the pace. That's not something we're used to seeing from American football as well, which is very, you know, it's awesome to see too. So I do think that it'll be a tight contest. I'm not expecting goals galore, even with Ballo in the starting lineup. But I do think that it gives you a sense of like, oh, yeah, like, we were already feeling good without our best player, and now our best player is back, so buckle up. And that's kind of how I feel, too.
When you look at the growth of U.S. soccer, and I was listening to Landon Donovan and Tim Howard talk about this, and obviously they made the point, if the U.S. wins tonight, it's the greatest U.S. national team that we've ever had. But for you, who was immersed in it, and you played it at a high level, and you see the difference that you've already talked about from this team compared to years past, how do you go ahead and contextualize the growth and where it can really go from here, the U.S. really being a national power possibly in future World Cups?
The fact that every American last week watched the United States play Bosnia-Herzegovina and every single American rallied around the fact of an incorrect call and our best player was not available. Like, that tells you everything you need to know about how much this country has progressed and grown into loving this sport. And I think it helps that MLS is growing. You're getting big time stars coming over from European and it's driving interest. It's making it a more enjoyable watch for, you know, viewers of soccer around the world. And so I think it's such a moment of pride. You know, I go into the office, you know, every day when I'm here at HQ and people are wearing their jerseys. Everyone was assigned a World Cup team, like going into the tournament. And, you know, it's just, there's a different buzz. There's a different feel. And, you know, as we know, working in sports, summer is kind of like the slow time, right? Like you're watching baseball or, you know, you're kind of counting down until football season comes back. And so I think it's just such a huge part of my life, so many life lessons that I learned, so many opportunities I got from playing soccer, both growing up in college, probably could have pushed it a little bit and played pro if I really tried. But, you know, it's special to see everybody coming together and having the country back you, I think, is so important. Think about how many times we have said, oh, well, you know, like we expect the women to win because they're the women and the women always win. But the men, like, we don't know. Now you're having to make those distinctions in conversation. You're having to say, no, like this team is all European talent right now. Every single player that's contributing for the U.S. men's national team is contributing for the most part on a European team. And that's a huge deal. And so I think it's just continuing to grow. People are sort of understanding why soccer, even though it's considered boring from a bird's eye view, it's not boring. There's so many intricate parts of it that make it interesting within those 90 minutes. And so it's just, I could talk to you about it all day long, clearly. It's just really special.
Haley, can you imagine a better venue for where this match is going to be played tonight? Is there a place in the United States you would rather see this match being played? But just the history of Seattle and that fan base up there and all that, I couldn't imagine a better place, but maybe you got one you'd rather see them play this place at.
Yeah, selfishly, I wish it was right down the road here at Hard Rock so that we could make our way and go check it out in person. But no, I think Seattle Stadium is the perfect backdrop for this game. You saw the crowd that they drew for the Australia game and what it looked like on TV and just seeing all of the red, white, and blue pouring in. Obviously, the acoustics in that stadium, I've been there for NFL games. It's insane. It gives you goosebumps. Thinking about it. And so it's really special. I think Seattle as well, that portion of the country, Seattle, Portland, has really become kind of a soccer hub. It gives me Kansas City vibes, but just in a different way, if that makes sense. And so, yeah, it's going to be rowdy. And I think I think the worst, and I say this tongue in cheek, but like the worst part, like I said, is that so many Americans have bought into this game. And so now we're bringing every bit of like our American energy and our culture and our terrible songs and all of the things into this game.
Haley, you're an absolute superstar. Thank you so much for giving us some time. Anything else before we let you go, and where can the people find you?
Yeah, thank you so much. I always appreciate you guys hanging out or letting me hang out with you guys. I spend most of my time on CBS Sports HQ, our digital platform. You can find us on the CBS Sports app or Paramount Plus. Recently, I have expanded my wings into some sideline reporting. So I was just in Dallas actually last week doing the Wings game. So you can catch me on CBS as well on the sidelines.
Heck yes. Haley Sutton, two-time Emmy winner and our CBS Sports HQ friend plus soccer analyst. She wears a lot of hats. She's a stud. Thank you so much, Haley. Go Mean Green. We love you.
Thanks. Go Mean Green. Love you guys.
There she goes. Haley Sutton with us here in the G-Bag Nation. What do you say we do a little finest next, Derek?
Yes, sir. NFL execs rank the top 10 running backs and some bold NFL predictions next year in the nation.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green. And when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show during my offseason from the NBA, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. From the makers of Omega XL, a brand trusted by millions. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped mussel oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, as you go through season after season. And recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's key.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.